Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back to 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Ryan Moran is our guest. He's Executive Director of Sales Development at the Wall Street Journal. He'll be owning that place over there pretty soon. He'll be running the whole thing over there. I know how good he is. Brian, thanks again for hanging out with us. You got a big competition coming up, going on, that you just launched it, didn't you?
We did, July 7th.
Yeah. It's called
The Wall Street Journal Small Business Big Innovation Competition.
Yeah.
And what we're looking for is the most innovative entrepreneurial company in America that was around during the Great Recession and who did something either creative or imaginative or cutting edge with their business model that helped them not only survive the recession but thrive in it.
Right.
And we're not talking about like some kind of marginal improvement to a product or service, but really, you know, took their business in a whole new direction, kind of zigged when everybody zagged, and that really took their businesses to the next level.
And so anybody can participate, right? I mean, you can nominate yourself for this?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And so there's an application on our website, wsj.com. Click on the small business tab at the top and you'll see an announcement on that page, and there's an application that you can fill out for the competition. It goes to the deadline for it is September 5th, and that's a firm deadline. We're then going to have public voting. We want our audience to get involved in it to help us decide which is the
so
most
you so people
innovative.
Are going to people are going to you, they're going to put themselves out there, and you can nominate mm-hmm. somebody else if you want. If you got a brother or a sister who's got a great company, you want to nominate them or whatever. If it's somebody in the Chamber of Commerce wants to nominate them, you put yourself out there, and then you're going to let the audience see this and vote on it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
all
then
right.
We'll have a panel of judges. We'll have a yeah. panel of judges. There'll be 10 finalists, and the winner will, the ultimate winner will be featured in our Wall Street Journal Small Business Report, which will appear on November 14th, which happens to be the start of Global Entrepreneurship Week.
Right.
So it's exciting. You know, it's just one more example of how the journal is really embracing its entrepreneurial, not only its entrepreneurial roots, but kind of supporting entrepreneurship in America.
And, well,
we have a lot of readers who are business owners, and I think the journal's doing a nice job in recognizing that and supporting it.
No question. Of course, I've been following the journal for decades now, and I have seen this, Brian. And of course, they put it on steroids when they brought you in, and brought the quality of Brian Moran in to help him out with that, folks. But
yeah.
I'm excited about the way Wall Street Journal is focusing on small business. I think it's smart for them to do this. It's not only smart, it's the right thing to do. And by the way, your iPad app is outstanding.
Everyone should have it.
It's outstanding, folks. You got to have this.
For iPad.
If you have a, I don't know if it works in other tablets, but it is out. I mean, I use it all the time, and it's really good. Now, when you think of innovation, Brian, are we talking about technology? You're not just talking about technology innovation, right? Just whatever systems, whatever they came up with, it probably will involve some technology, but mostly it's just a different way of thinking that made them different.
It's the definition of innovation. You know, if Plan A wasn't working for you, tell us how you develop Plan B or Plan C or Plan D. Tell us what innovative steps and measures you took so that when your customers stop buying from you or the bank stop lending to you or, you know, your customers stop paying in an orderly fashion or your resources dried up, tell us how you were able to prevail in the light of everything that was happening. Because there are some incredible stories out there about business owners that not only, like I said, not only thrived, but really took their business to the next level. Some bought their competitors. Some opened up, you know, new markets for their companies. So I've heard these stories firsthand, and I think that they'll be inspiring to a lot of other companies out there that are still going through it, that are still caught up in the kind of the pressures, day-to-day pressures of making it through this recession.
So it's it's WSJ.com. Click on the small business link. The form is right there for the Small Business Big Innovation Competition. Right there, folks. Check it out. You got till September 5th to put that in there. Hey, Brian, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great day.
Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen, of the Wall Street Journal. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.